Is it a long time since you were at home in Ireland?
Oh, yes, it was way back in 84. I went over to the Olympics in 84 and I stopped in Ireland, of course.
What are your memories, Bob, of the 1932 Olympics that you won your gold medal with Dr. Pat Callaghan?
Oh, yes, very vivid memories. Those are the sort of things you can't forget. We had a wonderful time, actually. I shared a hut in... It was the first time they built an Olympic village for the athletes, and Pat O'Callaghan and I had shared a hut there. And I remember Douglas Fairbanks, who was sort of the big shot in Hollywood, he came and had a chat with us.
Your own race then, winning that particular race, what are your memories of it?
I did write a story about it, actually. It's somewhere, but God knows where it is. But otherwise, it's fallen out of my mind.
Yeah.
The more I talk about it or try to think about it, I suppose thoughts will come back. As I've just remembered when I shared that hut with Callaghan. Oh, him and he was older than we were, actually, I think, as far as I can remember. He was a tall, lanky fellow.
Yes.
A very good company.
What kind of an individual was he to talk? Was he very... Somebody told me he was a very jovial man.
Jovial?
Yes.
I wouldn't say he was jovial. He had a sense of humour, all right, but he didn't go out of his way to make you laugh.
Yeah, there was just four on that team, Bob. There was just four athletes, and you brought home two gold medals. Can you remember Eamon got injured on the way out? You stopped somewhere in Denver in Colorado.
Oh, yes, that's right, he did. Yes, he did.
Dr. Pat Callaghan then, of course, he won his gold medal, and that was the second one he had won. It was a great triumph for that little Irish team.
It was a great moment, because Pat O'Callaghan and I were competing together. He was throwing his hammer while I was running around the track. After I had won this race, I went across to see Pat. I don't know whether you know the story, and he was lying second, and I said, how are you going? He said, I can't get the revolutions going in the circle with the hammer because my spikes are too long. He said, I've just got a file from somebody. If you would help me to file the spikes off. So I ran straight from the finish of my race. I ran over and I sat there filing Pat's spikes down. And everybody wondered what was going on. This was rather amusing. And then he got up and he won it.
Your memories then of Eamon, do you have any more memories? Did you know that he won All-Ireland football medals with playing football with Kerry?
I'm not certain about that, no.
Were you conscious that he was a Kerry man?
Oh, yes.
Have you any friends down around here in Kerry?
Well, no, I haven't now. It's too long ago. We've sort of lost touch. I've got a cousin down in Bantry, Hascard. He lives in Glengariff, and I write to him occasionally. And, of course, I've got a nephew in my old family home, great-nephew, actually. He's a doctor. And that's really the only contact I've got with Ireland now.
Yeah. Winning the gold medal for Ireland, did it change your life in any way?
No, it didn't, actually. It didn't.
Yeah. How do you like living in Australia?
It's a lovely country. I've got a nice place here. It used to be a farm. I used to grow ginger. Market collapsed a bit, so I'm just living here, retired on a pension now. I do a lot of gardening work. I grow all the family vegetables and that sort of thing. Keep myself fit.
Do you mind me asking you what age you are now, Bob?
I'll be 96 on Friday.
Do you think that the likes of Eamon Fitzgerald have been forgotten, Bob?
Oh, no, he hasn't. It's a long way back. You can't expect to be remembered.
What does it mean to represent your country in the Olympics?
Oh, terrific. Well, I mean, your country is your team. And the team spirit there is colossal, of course. And the Olympic Games is, it'll always be like that, actually. International, and that's what's going to bring the world together one day.
What would you say to the people of Kerry that are listening to the programme and Eamon Fitzgerald? How should he be remembered?
Well, I can only say that he was one of the nicest people I've met, and sorry I didn't know more of him.
How many family have you?
I've got two sons and a daughter. Well, I've got another daughter in Africa from my first marriage. I've got a couple of granddaughters, three granddaughters, but there's 40 years between the youngest and the oldest.
Oh, yes, yeah. Where did you come from? What county?
My family's been in Ireland for 400 years. Bantry, my father came from, and I was born in Ceylon. I was brought up in Ireland. I got my first job in Ireland when I was 19. I was running a passenger boat on the Shannon.
Have you any idea how many Irish titles you won?
I did. I ran in the Dublin, the Irish Championships once. I think I won the hurdles.
Yes.
After Los Angeles, Bob, when you finished there, did your career go on for long more?
Oh, yes. I moved out to South Africa, and I used to, well, I was president of the Athletic Association there. And in Johannesburg, I organized four different teams, actually, along the Gold Reef. And every other Saturday, we used to have competitions. We had a sort of championship business, and I ran a lot. I used to do four events a day.
Thanks very much for talking to us.
Thanks for the surprise.
All right, Bob. Good luck now, and God bless you.
God bless you, too. Cheerio.